All right. I'm so delighted to be with you. We'll hold my question for a moment and let.
Hello? Oh, you're going in and out here. Hold on.
Well, that looks like it might be me. Hold on.
Okay. I was having some trouble with this earlier today on a phone call, so it could be me too.
Let's see.
Which I'm always happy to share with you, whatever it is.
Will, okay, hold on. We're going to, let me just go to a different window to make sure. One second.
Sure.
It was fine before, but you never know. It is
Right.
rainy. Sometimes that affects things.
Yeah, and it was a
Okay,
tiny bit raining here today too, so.
yeah. All right, so let's see. I'm talking. How is it? Is it crappy? Is it okay?
It seems fine.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. Yeah,
Let's go with it
great. All
until
right.
it's not. Yeah.
Yeah, does that seem it's good? Good enough?
It's good. It's real good.
All right. All right.
Yay.
All right. All right. Well, let's then, as long as we can hear each other, go ahead and take our
Yeah.
requisite three deep breaths together. Yeah. And just taking a moment to land in the now and land in our bodies.
Oh yeah, those beautiful things.
Those things, did you forget about that thing?
Yeah, those beautiful things.
Yeah. All right, well, welcome back. Do you want a few more
Yeah.
breaths or is that feeling okay?
I'm good. I'm here. I've been
Okay.
looking forward to talking with you.
Good,
Whatever,
good. Well,
however it turns out.
okay, good. All right, and let's just confirm we're on for an hour today, right?
Yes, exactly.
Perfect. All right, darling. So my question was, how in the world are you? But that could
I
be a little bit
love.
vague. Yeah,
No,
catch
it's
me
so
up.
specific. It's so perfect. I actually have never thought about like what an incredibly fabulous question this is. Because it's like, oh, I'm good, or I'm actually a little bit confused a lot. I'm a little bit wary of things. I'm a little bit let's see, how am I? I'm a little bit hesitant in the world these days. But you can just go.
Right. Right.
It's so great.
Oh.
It's so much better than how are you, because it's
It's
really
yeah.
how are you in the world? How are you? How is the fit for you these days? Because that's,
Yeah.
God, it's
It
so much about fit, right?
really is.
I think that's so much about. I mean, it's such, I think, an underserved quality, or not quality, but ingredient in parenting. It is in any of our intimate relationships that we want to have. I mean, just like, how's the fit? Because
Yeah.
it could be no fault, except that the fit, like that the fit just doesn't fit,
Right,
actually.
right.
Doesn't
I
that
think it's,
it doesn't
yeah.
exist. And it doesn't mean that anybody's better or worse than another person. It just means that that connection had way too many gaps, or smushed up in way too many places, and actually didn't fit. And so, anyway, you can tell I've been thinking a wee bit about my almost
Yeah.
18-year-old son fucking
Oh,
drives me out of
yeah.
my mind.
Good. Tell me all about it. Get some of him out of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's so interesting is that a lot of the issues I'm having with my body these days are about inflammation and irritation.
Yeah.
And boy, when I think of basically what it feels like to mother my son right now, it feels like inflammation and irritation. I mean, and all I feel like I
Uh-oh, Loretta, now
issues.
I think it might be you.
Okay.
Okay, oh yeah.
Let me go. Is it better or worse?
That's better. Yeah, that's better. I just lost you for like 10 seconds. That's it. So just back up a little bit. Yeah.
I was going to say, in terms of the irritation and inflammation, but that it goes completely, I mean, that it goes, what I was saying is almost without saying to you, but I'm just going to say it anyway. I mean, there is the underlying of all of the absolute adoration and respect and joy and delight that I feel about who he is in the world.
Yeah,
and
totally. Yeah.
So just human being, my God. With right now. I mean, just moody as hell. Doesn't seem, I mean, taking everything for granted, feels entitled to everything, you know, doesn't clean up after himself after the nauseatingly 20th time we've had this discussion. You know, it's just, connected.
Loretta,
in your life. Yes, again.
I'm losing you a little bit. Yeah,
yeah,
do you think
really
it's you,
windy
or do you
here.
Think it's... Oh, it's windy,
me.
Okay.
It's
it is,
windy
okay,
here.
Okay. I
Let
got a little
see
nervous.
What I can... I wonder what I can do, because it's not my Wi-Fi.
Are you using a headset?
Another room might be better. Is this any better or no?
So far, so good. And
okay.
It's only about every 2 minutes I lose you for a few seconds.
But I have the house to myself, so I can trot into any corner I need to make it better.
Okay. Okay, good. Good, good.
Anyway, it just an interesting sort of realization for me. And it's not really one that I feel like I can take up him now because he's a bit fragile. So it's something for me to kind of hold and absorb a bit. Although yes, done, so that's good. So I know it's more multifaceted than just this, and I think this is a big part of it, and it's getting clearer to me that the healthiest thing for us, it's been clear for me for a while, is for us not to be living together. He really needs to, I really need to be on my own. I really need to not be anymore.
Nicely phrased.
That's what the truth is. And
yeah.
I think it's annoying to him, but it's not, certainly doesn't seem to be holding him back from anything except maybe getting kind of kicked in the ass, which maybe he needs to do by the world.
Right.
As painful as it is to kind of set that up for your kid, I actually think that's maybe a little bit what he needs. Because there's certainly nothing incapable about him except his deciding not to be capable. So the thing that is tricky for me is that I get caught up in the same truth about myself. And I think, how can I get caught up in the same truth about myself? Same truth. Yes, start to think, how can you point a finger over there when, you know, you're struggling to show up, Loretta, and you're, blah, 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 blah. And then the creature on the other shoulder says, you actually pay your bills on time and you, make sure that your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted in what you do, and, you know, all of that. So, it's and then the other one says, yeah, but you know, it's just like,
right.
It's just a little bit crazy making. So that's going on.
I've put that down. Maybe we can touch back in on it. So
that would be great.
Yeah, you keep going, but yeah, let's come back to that.
That's a big thing for me, and it has been.
Yeah,
it continues to be a big thing for me. It's like how.
Yeah.
Same thing. And back in therapy, my therapist would say, you know, maybe, but not what you're talking about with him. You're talking about him, which wasn't really very useful in the context of her, because I think it's that isn't speak to anything that shifts any.
Loretta, you didn't just move, did you?
Did you go out again?
Yeah. Sorry, I just missed a little bit what you were. I know, no, shoot, honey. Do you want to just try calling back in and just see?
Yeah, why
don't
I do that?
Okay. I'll hold the line. Line, and you call back in. Great. Let's try it out. Cross fingers. Fingers crossed. Okay. Fingers are crossed. Hoping that as Loretta calls back in, there's going to be a different satellite connection or cell phone tower connection that is clear. So I can hear Loretta's precious words. Oh my goodness. Just waiting for Loretta to arrive. Waiting. Oh, here she is.
Hi, Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
Surprise!
I'm so glad it's you.
Oh. I should have faked it. Oh, well. What then? We'll try it from in the kitchen now. We'll see if that works any better. Actually, what's interesting is the first time I called in, it failed. The call failed.
Huh.
So I think the weather is messing with my Verizon's here.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, we think we're invincible, but, you know, weather can mess with technology. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll cross fingers and let's just keep going.
We just keep going. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was just saying that the way that it was kind of addressed in my when I was in therapy was it made me feel like or I ended up feeling that I was screwing up again. You know, well, you're just not parenting right. You're just not. You need to be tougher than that. And maybe that works. That's how that goes for some people, but that's not what's authentic for me. And the one thing I feel like I can say unequivocally or inequivocally, whichever is the right prefix on that one, is that
I believe it's un, yeah.
Thank you, unequivocally. I thought so too, but I...
you can have either.
Always,
I don't really know, but...
Always willing to be wrong. is that everything that has every interaction has been absolutely authentic. Some more successful than others, some more tumultuous than others. But to try and pretend I'm a different way in order to get a result, and it's something that I've thought about actually a fair amount, and that I've never interfaced a lot with my sister around parenting, but one thing that I know is true for her, and that she recommended highly, was there was this, or there is a series of, you know, your 0 to 1 year old, your 1 to 3 year old, your 4 to, you know, 6 year old, blah, 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 blah. And that these were the experts that were telling you about your child and about what they needed and about how you could best facilitate what they needed in order to, you know, grow and become adults, I guess. And, you know, I read some parenting books, but they were like Dr. Sears about, like, co-sleeping and all that
which
was true. I mean, that was what felt right to me. But I never continued on with a lot of books about how to do this, that, or the other. And, you know, my sister is, in all the interactions I have had with her and as an adult, they're all managed. You know, she's all about, you know, getting to yes, negotiating. There's very few, and she says with her kids, it's about, hey, what is the goal here? What is it I want this child, this person to do or to feel? And then she negotiates from there. She orchestrates from there. And I'm not wired that way. I'm much more, it's a hell of a lot more vulnerable, but it's the only way that I know to be honest. And that's just to be as much as I can in the moment. And it's complicated, because it gets messy, and I'm not always a perfect parent, and but I am always real with him about whatever it is, and then when it's icky and messy, then we'll go back and clean it up. But so anyway, when it was suggested before that when it came up about this. Well, how can I call him on procrastination when I procrastinate? And the advice was, well, you're not talking about you. You're talking about him. You're talking about you're the mother here, and you're telling him about what he needs to do and how he needs to be. And you know, I just couldn't pull it off.
Right.
I mean, I talked to him about it, and I talked with him about the problems of it. And I said, God knows, I'm experienced. I would wish something so much else for you, and here are some ideas about how that could look different. Except on what, I don't know.
Loretta, and I was so clear, and I just lost you for the last 10 seconds, if you don't mind backing up and saying that again.
I was just laughing at myself and saying something sort of defacing, probably, like some little quip that was probably like, oh, but I don't know shit, or something like that.
Right. Well, I have another idea, actually.
Okay.
It's not a new idea. It's just maybe looking at it from a slightly different angle. And mm-hmm. it sounds like this is good to look at because you're noticing literal and metaphoric irritation and inflammation. And
yes,
we know that's the root cause of everything. So
mm-hmm.
just in support of you
mm-hmm.
easing that a little bit. Well, I think, of course, having that, you know, you can't call the pot black kettle mentality
mm-hmm.
is, you know, is useful. I wonder if we just leave that aside for a minute. And
mm-hmm.
One thing I know about you is that you're getting way better, but you're also a person with shakiness around what you need.
Yes.
And that's
absolutely.
Okay. And that's not that it's just okay, that it's healthy, that it's good, and that actually it's probably going to leave everybody better off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just go back. I think there was several devils and angels on your shoulder when you were talking
mm-hmm. yes.
about,
yes.
you know, different parts of you. And there was one pretty strong voice, which is just, this is just what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, the voices that come in and second guess and say, but how dare I say that? But maybe I don't. Do I really? All of those, some, I don't know. We just don't know. They might have some
right.
validity. They might not. But if we just go to, my thing is if we're in the midst of second guessing, let's retrace and find the first guess. Because
uh-huh.
there's usually a lot there.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think in our last session, you were sometimes saying, I don't even know what I need. Literally, I have become
mm-hmm.
a train my whole life to be blind to what I need and what I want. Whoa, you know, I'm regaining my sight. So I deeply appreciate that. But also there's a part of you that absolutely does know. You just spoke it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And both could be true. In some situations, you're knowing and you're, you know, what you want and need could feel really obscured. And, you know, yeah. So,
well, you know, actually
yeah.
it gets obscured when I put people's needs before my own.
When you what?
When I put other, I'm crying now. When I put other people's needs before my own.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's
okay.
when I get confused.
Yes, that, okay, great.
That's when I get confused, and that's what I was, what I was trained. I mean, that was my training, and I'm real good at that.
You're so good. I wish there were honorary
yeah.
degrees and gold medals. You and I would go, we would just walk down the promenade and
we
show off.
Just, yeah. Sweep that category.
Exactly.
You know, and when I say those, you know, what I really need is to not live with my son anymore. What the little whatever on the shoulder says is, well, yeah, that's fine, but you're his mother, and you're the only adult he has in his life, and how's he going to manage, and you know, are you going to pull the rug out from under him? And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And I actually
yes.
think, you know, I can completely convince myself there. And one, I mean, what I see when I can stand in the truth of that I actually want to live on my own is that, putting his needs before mine is so much more comfortable. And
oh, yeah.
You know, it's so much more comfortable for me. It's so much more comfortable for him. It's so much easier. It's much less complicated financially, you know, all of it. I'm just wanting to call myself on that and just say that I can see
yeah.
that. I mean, I see that why I go there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's you know, it deadens me, totally deadens me.
Mm.
And you know, takes all the juice out.
Yeah.
This
is a great parenting edge. This is a great one.
Yeah, yuck.
Oh, yeah, totally yucky. Totally yucky. You know, I want to dig into it a little bit together. And I also want to see, I know you haven't been in a therapeutic situation with Jarrett for a while, but I want to recommend somebody to you.
Great.
Who is kind of like Carla in the sense that she's really masterful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked, she works from a attachment theory perspective.
Oh, perfect.
Really deeply understanding patterns of borderline narcissistic codependency in mm-hmm. parents and children and in intimate relationships. So,
wow.
You know, all kinds of relationships. I know about her because she helped a friend of mine separate. They co-parent together, and they are amazing. Like, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I have done some work with her that really was like, that was a miracle. And
wow.
She's wonderful. And so I did a 3-day intensive with my partner, my
mm-hmm.
husband, and her. I even wonder if a day or two.
Because I actually just brought that up with Jarrett yesterday.
Yeah.
Because earlier when we were having much more confrontations, he had said, you know, Mom, you suggested therapy for a long time, and I just want you to know I'm open to it.
Mm.
And then things got easier, and that kind of went away. And then yesterday, because things don't feel easy for me, but, they're a lot easier for him, but they're not feeling easier for me. And I said, you know, Jarrett, I just wanted to bring this up again because I'm feeling like it's something that would really serve us. He's like, oh.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I'd do it. So.
Wow. Okay. We're onto something.
Yeah.
We're onto something.
Yeah.
So I bring this up not only just for that reason, but because, so she is, so you, like me, like you and me, I really have had it coded that the most loving thing I can do is not have needs and put someone else's needs before my own, but that equals love.
Right. Exactly.
And but you know, we also know that actually that's actually codependence. That's
yes,
not
exactly.
Really love.
I hate that.
I know, I hate that. And so she has just been working with me in the past, recently even, of just deconstructing these ways that are even not as dramatic as they used to be. They're subtle, but ways
mm-hmm.
to have my needs present and the other ones present.
Yeah.
Both. And it's simple, and there's like some really good easy frames around it, and it's good work. And, you know, to really understand what is love.
Yes.
What is love, and how can both people's needs be present? How can you be kind of each other's allies for this? And
mm-hmm.
The reason I say it's a great parenting moment is this is not just shame. You're doing a fucking great job. And
mm-hmm.
you also want to be careful. The reason we're talking about this is we want to be careful because part of Jarrett is learning that either the women he's with or the partners he's
mm-hmm.
with, he's going to sort of expect them to not have needs, or he's going to, you mentioned he maybe was doing that with Seven.
He's doing that, yes. They're officially Sam now.
Okay. All right.
Sam, a gender non-specific name.
True. I like Seven.
And I see him completely subserting his own needs.
Yeah.
And I just cringe because I think, oh shit. Wonder where you got that from.
Yeah. Exactly. And so we're not going to take the bait to have this at all be Loretta's wrong or done something wrong. No way. But it's actually an incredible opportunity for him to learn about love, true love, actual love, and you two at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I'll just beat you with a stick if you go start shaming yourself or anything like that. So,
okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but yes, I'm in.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly
great.
Exactly what's up.
Yeah, and she's there. She's in Petaluma, so she's close.
Oh, perfect.
You could also
yeah.
you could do Skype. You could go to her and. Would you would is that you want to think on it or do you want me to just like
no,
email
I want
after the session? Great. Okay.
Yes. I want to go. I want it. I'm in.
Okay. And I really she's you know quirky and funny and just you know been in the saddle for 30 years, came from a very, very abusive, violent background, bad marriage, has a beautiful relationship, was you know, like just yeah. And just, you know, she's awesome. So, a miracle worker. I like having miracle workers in my
Rolodex.
Yes,
being one yourself. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not hang with them? Yeah.
Yeah.
You
okay,
know,
okay,
about,
good.
Perfect. I think about also my relationship with David. It's, I mean, it met his needs.
Yes.
and that was delightful, and I got some goodies too, but, sure wasn't about meeting my needs in
yeah.
life at all. So
yeah.
I'm just interesting to sort of catch myself in these.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah, you can see it there. You can see it
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Sure.
And you know, just to bring this back full circle, yes, this is about modeling a different way or teaching Jarrett a different way while you learn a different way. But, you know, it just... I'm not sure if we could totally if I could draw the chemical, hormonal, endocrine pathway between suppressing your needs and inflammation or irritation, but it's there.
It's, I agree completely.
Yeah.
Same way as you know, I think autoimmune diseases in general are completely linked to early trauma and depression. A sense of not being lovable, you know. Of course, and then your body
of
attacks
course.
Yourself. You know.
Yeah, you. I'm not safe with me. I'm the enemy.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sure.
Let's see. So okay. So great. Really great. Let's just give a voice. Let's just give a voice that. You just riff with and know that we're holding just with sacredness and love and excitement to hear just anything else you want to say about you need your son to move out. You need to not be living with your son. Anything
right.
else that feels important about that?
Well, I need to move out of Marin.
You need to do what?
I'm ready to move out of Marin. We have a year lease on the house, but I don't want to live in Marin. It's not. It's not. It doesn't feel like my place. It feels there's a discomfort here. I mean, it's so beautiful and it's so comfortable, and yet it's so stratified. And there's such a financial hierarchy, and it makes me crazy that no car is over 3 years old, and you know, and is never dirty. I actually just got some body work done, got the car fixed up, but you know, from when my mom at the end of her life made a few crashes, and there was a certain point of pride I drove that fucker around.
Yeah, exactly.
What about it? I'm white. Crazy, huh? You
know? Right.
It was such a disconnect. People just like couldn't put it together. I've also had, and I was like thinking about this earlier today, in the combination of my take on it and yet what I remember you offering me during the workshop that we did about, you know, people are there and want to help me. you know, that they, mm-hmm. they can't wait to help me. And I notice that a lot, especially here in Marin, around service people who provide services.
Mm.
And I think it's because they get treated like shit by other people.
Right, right.
You know? I don't, like, you know, a AAA guy came this morning, and I was out there in the car and doing stuff and talking and joking. You know, just, like, treating people like human beings, trying to connect
yeah.
with them, you know? Like, who are you? This is who I am, you know?
Yeah.
And they give me discounts. This guy didn't even charge, you know, say, I'm not going to say this was a service call. You send those service calls for real emergencies. I'm just happy I could help you figure it out. And, you know, all these things. I don't want
yeah.
to just give it away in that I don't have anything to do with it. But, or it's just because I'm nice. But, you know, boy, I notice it. That people
yeah.
really take notice when you reach out.
When you're a human being and you're kind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you don't, maybe you're not the same color and maybe you have a different background, but, you know, who the hell cares at this point, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not making these people happy. That's what I see. I feel even actually more tension because we live right by an elementary school.
Yeah.
About a block and a half away. And I see the moms every day. And it doesn't look good to me.
No.
It's not like, wow, I'd like to land here. But anyway.
Yeah.
So
I'm
looking to move at the end of, in February, by February 15th.
Okay.
I'm looking to move.
Do you know where?
I think, well, certainly back to the East Bay for now.
Okay.
But maybe not. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, given my scope right now, the answer would be East Bay. But that's, you know, a little bit of, well, maybe it's the lack of imagination or maybe that's the truth. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know I don't want to stay here.
Yeah, okay, great. And you don't have to commit to any of this. Are there any other places, if there were no restrictions, no big complications, are there any other places you've always wanted to live?
Not really. It's been more about who I'd be there with,
yeah.
then this is my place. So maybe I need to do a little work around that, a little exploring, travel to some places. I don't know. I actually just did this ridiculous car circuit, buying huge aquariums for Sam's baby python, bull constrictors. It's sort of like, too perfect about it. So I went, oh, the hell, the place to get these expensive aquariums.
Right.
It makes me laugh now. I even said it beforehand. Like, are there like some that are like $100 more? I'd rather do that than drive all this way. He's like,
yeah.
No, Mom, these are the only ones that are even available. So anyway, one of the places I ended up was up by Folsom Lake.
It's sort of
northeast of Sacramento. It was beautiful there.
Yeah.
Like, I was just shocked. You know, it was. It had a lot going on, and the Sierras are right there, and you were in the foothills, but it wasn't Sacramento, and I don't know.
Yeah.
So that was I just really sort of opened my eyes, like, oh man, this, you know, I need to have an open mind here.
Yeah.
So,
and then where does Jessica live? She lives in L.A.?
Jessica lives in, she lives in L.A., sort of right on the Santa Monica border. So, yeah, that, I mean, that would be lovely, too, to be near her. So, and I don't know if I, you know, I'm trying to really be, really think about, do I really want a house? Maybe I want co-housing. Maybe I want, you know, God, I hate to say the word, condominium. Maybe I want a townhouse. Maybe I want something where I don't have to do all the maintenance myself. Maybe that will mean I can travel more and not have to worry about the yard or my mail or, you know, so there's, I don't have, but then I have, you know, a wonderful idea about, I don't like renting because it's not my place. And so every time the nail goes in the wall, I'm like, oh, shit, shit, shit. I'm going to have to come back in.
Right, right.
You know? I'm like, oh, I don't know, really, really? You want to put that up, Jared? I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pulleys involved.
Let's stay with this a little bit more. So you're doing great, by the way. You're doing great. Maybe I would like this. Maybe I want this. Maybe I want this. And just notice the sort of, we're going to call it second guessing. It's some, you know, storm clouds gather on the horizon and say, waggle their finger at you and say, but what about the nails that could go in the wall, you know? So I just stay with me for a little bit more. This is perfect. This is perfect. We're just strengthening your needs muscle a little bit.
Great.
You want to be able to travel. You want to just, you don't know. You want to maybe explore what fits for you in your life at the moment. If you could permit yourself to even imagine why this would be really great for Jared, it might be hard, but why would it be really great?
It would help him to have a better grasp on how the world really works. Perhaps the world will continue to work the way it has for him, and that would be lovely. He's gifted in that he is incredibly charming and is able to use that to wield his way. It was with a sigh of relief and an email of gratitude to his teacher who finally flunked him. He'd been getting away for shit forever. He can chat. He's charming. And you want to believe him because he's, you know, a quote-unquote good kid. And it doesn't, you know, just it just made me crazy. Because I just thought, this is not going to, you know, this is just going to be nasty when it hits. Because, you're not that charming in the world. You know, the world isn't going to be that charmed. They're just not. You're going to come up against a lot out there that, you're charming, and they really don't care. And he has had the advantage of being in situations where people did care. Care. Am I going out again?
No, not at all. I'll hold it. I just have another question for you. I'll hold it.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No, go. That's all I was going to say.
So, great. Charming is a great skill. charisma is a great skill to have. My sense of Jarrett through you is that you've described he doesn't quite have a sense of, I work for X and I make this amount of money.
Oh, heavens, no.
So there's a lack of work ethic, I guess maybe that's not a great mm-hmm. way to put it, or just how money works, how effort works. So what do you think he does not yet know about himself because of all that?
Mm-hmm. He does not yet know that he is capable of withstanding discomfort in order to find to achieve a greater comfort overall in his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've tried to think of things that he worked really hard for, and I can't think of. Then things have come very easily for him. And when they haven't, he's like, when school didn't, when it stopped being easy, he just didn't go. I really would like him to know that he's capable, and also to know the rewards of that. Of knowing,
yeah.
you know, I worked really hard and I got
yeah.
that. I got that. I made that
I
happen.
I did it. Yeah.
And I yeah. don't, to be, you know, again, here's where I'm like, you know, hasn't always been my strong suit either for a number of reasons. And yet, there are several things where I looked at, it was on, like, especially when I was working for Kid Power. Like, it was hard as hell to get up and stand in front of 300 people and give a workshop. And I worked my ass off for a year to learn the material and get comfortable with it and get comfortable with people questioning it and not getting thrown off my feet and talking about body, you know, touching body parts and not get all charged, you know, triggered by it. I can totally stand by myself and say, that's something I am so proud of. It's something I never thought I could do.
Yeah.
Never thought I could be a public speaker. Never thought I could.
Yeah,
and honestly, I didn't go into it thinking that's what I was doing, because I wouldn't have, but it is. And yeah. same thing with teaching myself to swim as an adult. You know, it's like, freaking runs really hard.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
A little bit at a time, and made it happen. So, you know, I waver in the belief, and yet when push comes to shove, I don't question that I'm tough. You know,
right.
I don't question that I can... do. I can do what needs to be done. You know, in my heart of hearts, I believe that about myself. I do all kinds of stuff around it, but I know I can do very difficult things.
Yeah.
Leading
my
marriage, for God's sake, you know?
Yes, for God's sake, yeah. Yeah.
But,
yeah, and even, you know, it gets going to get hard, I'll get knocked down, and I will rise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it's going to suck today, and okay, well, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Check it out then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I can tell, these are, I think, there's so many secrets to life, but I think these are some of them. It's okay you don't have it to perfect. It's okay that you're learning them better,
yeah.
you know, alongside him. It's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think this relationship with, I'm veering off a little bit on a tangent, but.
Mm-hmm.
This idea, so especially in Marin, but in this culture, we have this idea that the point of life is to do whatever, check whatever boxes you need to check so that you don't have problems anymore.
Right.
Right. And then you should be happy. And we get a tremendous amount of happiness as we solve our problems and
mm-hmm.
we choose better problems. Getting out of your marriage.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. I feel like the quality of your life is having the more interesting problems.
Yes. Yeah,
not
exactly.
And it's and I agree. I mean, the fantasy or the myth is that you'll be happy if you don't, or you are successful if you don't have any problems. You're doing it right if you don't have any problems. And if you have problems and things are challenging, then you are you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And that's just not true. It's absolutely not true.
And part of the reason that Marin mom is suffering is because she does not have interesting problems for her.
Mm-hmm.
She's solving the problem of her nail chipped or,
mm-hmm.
you know, is did I get the right tutor so my three-year-old is going to be sure to get into Harvard? It's like the wrong problems for her soul, you know?
But there's also the piss-offness, if I may add, that I had much earlier, which is, well, shit, I did everything that was I was told was going to make me happy, that was going to give me a great life. And I'm miserable. What the hell?
Yeah.
I jumped through those hoops. I got those grades. I went to that school. I have that size pants. You know?
Yeah.
What the hell? And boy, that can be really, really bitter. Really bitter. And I see a fair amount. I think that's there too. I think they're cotangent. You know, they're. It's kind of the same thing. Like, okay, I did all this right, and why is my life now so friggin' empty?
Yeah.
And
I think you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head. So I just want to underscore, like just see what is stacked underneath your need to live separately or to move. And it's this really rich territory. And there's another one here, let me just say, which is I think one of the most amazing things, I mean, I have had to relearn this in my life, is having a relationship with failure. You just described it with challenge, you know, that challenge or, you know, a hurdle doesn't mean it's inherently a bad thing. Actually, it teaches you a lot about yourself, and it's interesting. I think that we need to learn that failure doesn't mean that we are a failure as a human being, but it's part of the learning. Like we just get kind of a resilience around failure, and I'm, you know, wow, this is a superhuman ninja black belt skill.
Right, and then not take it personally. That's the hard thing.
And not take it personally.
And it's so hard not to take it personally when you've been sold that your success is because of your perfectness.
Yes.
Because of your perfection that you've achieved, and you're successful because of how great you are and how hard you tried. And all of those things, and then you do these things, and you try friggin' just as hard, and you still have. I mean, I'm going to go back to it just because it's been such an issue in my life. You know, you still wear the same pant size, and God damn it, it all fucked up. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how it's very hard not to take that personally, especially when you've got people in your life who are more than happy to say, you know. I kind of thought you were going to fuck up.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, fucking lunch.
Yeah. I mean, I think, too, there's a difference. I think failure hurts. And it does. It's disappointing. And you put your whole heart and body into something, and it didn't work, and it hurts. It's painful. It should be. But I think there's a difference between the way that, like we just go through that and feel it, and then...
Mm-hmm.
We're done, and we didn't let it corrode our self-worth.
Right.
It just was painful.
Yeah.
And it was disappointing. And we wished it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we still know.
That's the trick. Yeah.
I can make it happen. I will rise. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So
it's a challenge
this
for
good.
Me, for sure.
Right, for all of us.
Intellectually, I'm all around it and all over it, but emotionally?
Well, you are dismantling.
In the car. Oh, my God. My teacher, it's proof. The keys are locked in the car. Shit.
Oh, no, Loretta.
No, they're not.
Oh,
when I've done that. That's exactly what I've done. Yeah, no, they're not locked in the car. No, but I mean, that I'll go there completely, like that'll happen. And it'll be like, oh, God, there we go, proof.
There it is. Proof, I should not exist. Yeah,
there it is. So I was convincing, though. I like that.
Yeah, you were, and you also, you bleeped out a little bit. You know, you broke up just for a second, so I was really convinced. I was really convinced.
All right.
so here we are. We're getting to our wrap-up time.
Right.
Just feel back through this. Tell me what sticks out. You know, what's feeling super good? What's feeling super useful?
Super good. Feeling super good to talk with you about what I really want and to hear myself say it, to know that that's true. I feel incredibly grateful and interested and desirous of support from the person that you're recommending.
Great.
Heartwarmed.
Mm.
And so appreciated.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Really, really good.
That is good.
Yeah.
It feels very precious.
Yeah. Good. Good. Yes. I'm a big yes. I'm right here in there with you. Yeah. Okay. I really wanted to just practice to have you have the feeling that you could give voice to what you want and what you need, and have there be a pristine space for it. Have me say hell yeah, and also have you have the practice of, it's a musculature of, okay, self-doubt voices, you know, or second-guessing voices, just stay the hell out for right now. Just that, you know, that muscle of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question for you. So I'll write an intro to Carista, and probably you'll want to talk to her and see if she's the right fit. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to say much about, maybe should I just say, hey, connect, and you can take it from there? Do you want me to share anything about why? Or maybe I should leave that for you.
You're totally welcome to. I feel on whatsoever. I don't want it to be a huge big project for you, though, to feel like you have to provide in any way that would feel cumbersome. If there's something that knowing this person and knowing how they work, that you... that your sense is it would be useful for them to know going into it, that would be lovely. I'd be grateful.
So, let me just tell you what I'm thinking to write, and you tell me if this is...
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to do basics. And then if you decide to work with her, usually asks for written permission that I share anything from our sessions with her.
Sure.
So then if you want to work with her, we'll talk a little bit about what you feel comfortable with or everything or anything.
Okay.
It can help, you know, the more I speak her language, even though she's just has more of a clinical background.
But
it just can help. It just will help her do a better job with you. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I'll be pretty basic right now.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay, great. And then I'll do that. And then do you feel like this just feels good to have in your system? Do you feel like you want a little mini practice from today at all?
This feels good. This feels good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good.
I think the most important thing is for me to get used to holding it in my heart, in my oracle, in my being, in my selfness, in what I want for myself, And even saying those words out loud is like, ah!
Yeah.
but I think for right now to practice, it wouldn't feel authentic. It would feel like an intellectual exercise rather than an authentic felt one. Wouldn't be embodied.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I don't want to you know, I don't want to pass on this. I don't want to be able to pass like, oh, yeah, I did that. Okay, we're good.
right. You don't need busy work. Yeah, you definitely do not.
Yeah, and I don't need to, I don't want to do it to try to convince you.
Right, right. yeah, beautiful.
Which I would be inclined to do, so.
Right.
Well, she believed me about the car keys, so maybe.
Yes, as long as we have a little bit of a crappy connection, you probably can pull it over on me. It's true.
I know. But never a goal, believe me. Never a goal.
Yes. Yeah, no, I do.
How are you?
Oh, really well. Really
good.
Well. I mean, actually, I have a cold. I haven't been sick in a really long time. Mm. That's why I sound so sultry and sexy.
Well, darn.
I know. Well, I'm really well. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for asking, sweetheart.
No, so I get the email that's like, so, you know, please know I care. And, of course, I know you do. It's like, I'm not sure when I can get back to you. I've got all this going on. And I just think, that it's all what you want. That's what I always think when I see that.
They're great. They're very interesting problems. They're all very interesting problems. Yes. I chose these problems very much. No, I'm doing good. I am trying to figure out, I'm a little more busy. I'm, you know, whatever. Oprah didn't call, so we don't need to be too worried about me. I'm a little busier than I have been. Well, she hasn't read the book. I can't get it in her hands yet. But with, you know, when it does, yeah. but do know that, you know, that goes out to everybody, just to, you know, be honest about it. But, you know, you're a client, you get all my love and all my time. So
I never doubted that.
Yeah, but thank you for asking. Yeah, the it's a little bit of a, yeah, things are actually good, trending upwards, and yeah, doing good.
And if I may ask, how's your move? How's your place? Your new spot. Is it working?
You know, it's really finally starting to feel it's not home, but it's a home.
Yes.
And it's good for our little family. It's good for us individually, our health, and
good.
You know, it's just like kind of an easier pace of life, which we all needed. So
yes,
good.
Yes. Yeah. I was just talking with my sweet insurance broker. I didn't have car insurance because it got lost between the addresses. But he's from the South, and he was talking about last time I talked to him, I actually got a hold of him when he was sitting on a porch in Baton Rouge. We had a family reunion. I'm like, well, at least I'm not calling during a family reunion. And so he's like, yeah, it's really nice down there. So the only people. The pace of life is so great. The only problem is that people aren't so bright. They're not
there's
quite,
that.
To, you know, Harriet, like, yeah. But we had a nice laugh about
that's
the
really
joys of a slower pace of life. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's really true.
Well, I'm glad you've got your brightness and the slower pace of life.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna keep love it up, chipping away at inflammation and irritation for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chipping away.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know which analogy. I don't want to be too harsh. You know, we kind of got to love that stuff rather than,
right.
You know.
Well, I love it for
but...
the message. I love it for the information.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's important information, and clearly I wouldn't get it any other way. So
I know, right? Sometimes we're super dense.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because we're so damn tough.
I I just want to say in closing, Loretta, you know, we didn't talk about it, but you sound well. You sound bright. You know, I know that things are, you know, yeah, but your voice sounds like there's lots of life in it. And does that feel a little truer or
yes,
true?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it good.
Yes.
Well, good. Good.
And
I love you even when you can't get out of bed, you know, but
right.
I just want to reflect. I can hear it.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's nice is that gets reflected back to me when I interact with people. So,
yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
Right. Thank you for your time.
Oh, and you're welcome always.
And your focus and your love. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Yeah, and thank you. Always a joy to speak with you.
All right.
Talk to you very soon.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye for now.